Hello, hello, my loves, and welcome back to How to Be a Better Person. I am so grateful for all of you tuning in to this very long overdue next episode. I hope you guys are doing amazing. I have been in a bubble, I would say, for the last 6 months, self-educating, integrating, and deepening my spiritual practices. I hope some of you, if not most of you, have also been doing the same. If you have listened to my last few episodes, you'll recall that mostly I've been developing my skills and working with clients on emotional and trauma release, which is done primarily through the emotion code modality as well as somatic healing. Somatic is the study of movement therapy. So, for example, dance therapy or trauma yoga. So if these are concepts that you're interested in learning more about, I would highly recommend that you check those episodes out. I am actually also really excited to announce that I have been accepted into a master's program starting this fall, majoring in clinical mental health with a concentration in somatics. So this all goes hand in hand with everything that I've been working on for the last 6 or 7 months. I've been praying very heavily about it. So to finally be in a position where I know I'm accepted, I'm moving, this is happening, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity. It definitely seems like a natural next step given everything that I've been working on for the last year or so. So I will actually be moving to Colorado for this program in August. And it's going to be a massive life change in more ways than one. But I honestly feel like it was meant to be, and it ties in perfectly actually with today's episode theme, which is mastering the art of detachment. So to begin our discussion on detachment, I think the first thing I would like to clarify is detachment is not the same thing as disassociation, right? So in the study of psychology, we might hear the phrase emotional detachment in conjunction with numbing, avoidance, or emotional blunting. So when I bring up detachment, I often hear things like, oh, well, I can't just not care. I don't want to turn my feelings off. And of course, to be clear, I'm never recommending to clients to disassociate, right? Especially not with the use of a substance. That is more of a mental break in processing where an individual is disconnecting from their thoughts or emotions. This behavior can actually be incredibly unhealthy and prevent an individual from properly processing things like grief or trauma or depression. Detachment, in this case, is more synonymous with acceptance, in my opinion. And it's something that I've been practicing very heavily in the last year or so. I used to be the kind of person who would ruminate over things for days or weeks at a time, thinking about how I coulda this, woulda that, shoulda this. And unfortunately, this type of thinking is rarely helpful because we simply cannot go back in time and change things as much as we wish otherwise. So detachment is simply here to say, this is just what it is. And the only thing that I can do here is move forward, right? Because life doesn't stop for anything. It doesn't mean that you can't be sad or feel your feelings. It just means, you know, that you have to accept what you cannot change and focus on the things that you do have control over. So to give you guys a little insight into my personal life, in the last year or so, I have had to part ways with one or two people, friendships that were really, really important to me. I still think about those people all the time. I care about them, right? And it was over situations that I really had nothing to do with, and therefore I had no control over whatsoever. I personally feel that I did the best that I could do as a friend, and that really had nothing to do with why the friendship ended, right? So it's perfectly okay with me. It doesn't mean that I wasn't enough or that I was the bad guy. And I'm really not, maybe this is just the Taurus in me, right? But I'm really not a chaser. I will really just let things be as they are. I'm not going to go after you if you feel like you have to go in a different direction. I fully support everybody doing what is best for them. And I also firmly believe in the law of attraction, which states that we attract the frequency that we emanate, right? I have no desire to emit a frequency of desperation or lack. I am exactly enough as I am. And detachment to me means releasing the illusion of control surrounding the outcome. Like I said, that means whatever is meant to be will be. If it's meant for me, it will come. I don't need to be any more or less than I already am. I don't need to do anything differently. Of course, for clarification, this doesn't mean don't try, right? If you wish to obtain a specific job, for example, you still have to apply, you still have to interview, you still have to meet the requirements, you still have to show up to work every day. But if you are putting forth your very best effort into making something work and it still doesn't work out, guess what? That's perfectly okay. That's very normal. And also that means that there is something else out there in store for you. So if you don't get it, if it doesn't work out, it's okay to be disappointed, but you have to keep going. You have to accept that it simply wasn't meant for you and that that's okay. So that being said, here are some things that have really helped me master this art of detachment. The first thing is a video that can very easily be found on YouTube. I have definitely referenced this video in the past, maybe in like the first two or three episodes of this very podcast. So the video is called The Hindsight Window, and it's a fairly short 20-minute Mind Valley clip by Eric Edmeades on mastering the state of being. So if you just type that into YouTube, it'll definitely pop up. To be completely honest with you, this clip lives rent-free in my head, and it's something that I come back to very often, which is funny because even in the beginning of the video, he says, I want to share something with you that I believe you will remember forever. So if you ever listen to this podcast episode, Mr. Edmeades, thank you so much because you are absolutely correct. The hindsight window is essentially the time between an event that you may perceive at the time to be really challenging or difficult or outright terrible to the time that it takes you to realize the event was really maybe supposed to happen or in your best interest or protecting you from something. And, you know, of course, something that you're grateful for later on down the line. So therefore, the shorter the hindsight window, the happier you will be. And the longer the hindsight window, the more time you spend in distress, making it harder for you to achieve present day happiness. He shares his own examples in the video, but I will share one of my own for you guys for clarification. I got divorced several years ago, back in 2018. And I know if you listen to this podcast or you know me, many of you are very familiar with the story. But for those of you that aren't, I honestly do not think that I would be where I am right now if it wasn't for that divorce. I can't say off the top of my head how long it was exactly that it took me to be grateful for the experience, right? I.e. how long the hindsight window was, but if I had to guess, I would say maybe a year or less. The first few months of being divorced were really challenging for me because that relationship had been about 7 years long and it took up the majority of my 20s. Like, we literally got together when I was 20. And while I wasn't so sad about the relationship ending, because my needs were never really being met to begin with, I was more upset about having to start over, feeling like that I was starting at square one, making new friends, and having to just rebuild a new life from the vision that I had previously held for it. And at the suggestion of my ex-husband's mother, actually, who I adore, I got into therapy to help me cope with this change. And I can definitely pinpoint that as one of the moments that my entire life changed. I was able to address a lot in therapy and ultimately became very grateful for being able to even just leave that relationship with minimal damage, really. We had no kids, no shared assets, no reason to communicate after. It was a very clean break, and it allowed me to really identify myself as an individual and find my purpose and my path outside of that. And I don't know that I would ever have found it if I had stayed. So I now look at that decision to leave my marriage as the best thing that I've ever done, because I really do feel like I gave it my best shot, but I was never going to be loved the way that I needed to be loved in order for the relationship to be successful. So rebuilding a new life was really a gift that it took me months and months to see, because I was honoring the grieving process and just trying to figure out a lot of things about myself in that time of the hindsight window. In this YouTube video clip, Eric Edmeade says, however much gratitude you have for your past will show up as faith in your future. And I just want all of y'all to take a moment to sit with that, because damn, the amount of gratitude that you have for your past translates as faith in your future. I am extremely grateful for the way that things played out in my past, even if it was the most challenging thing that I ever had to go through, because I have faith that the universe knew it was in my best interest, right? Because if I had not gone through that, I may have never gone to therapy. I may have never discovered my spiritual gifts or my purpose. I may never have even started Bright Soul or this podcast. I may have never been able to help some of my clients through their own massive life changes. So the purpose of understanding the hindsight window is really just, how can we learn from our experiences? How can we detach ourselves from a situation enough to look at it and go, okay, I was supposed to get fired from that job. I was supposed to break up with that person. I was supposed to lose that friend. I was supposed to get into that accident. Not saying it was easy, right? Of course, it was probably one of the hardest things that you've ever had to go through, but maybe, just maybe, it was a blessing in disguise. And that's not always going to be the case. Sometimes a tragic event is really just that, a tragedy. But my point here is to stay focused on the present moment and not let the past derail you from your future. Practicing detachment is saying, okay, this is what I learned from that. This is what cannot be changed. This is what I can control. And then you just focus on that last bit and you move forward. And that's growth. Okay, so the second tool in mastering the art of detachment for me was another book that I know I've also previously recommended. Sorry, guys. So if you have not read The Four Agreements, this is another reminder for you guys to do that. This book by Don Miguel Ruiz is about acceptance and personal freedom. And while The Four Agreements really do go hand in hand, I'm actually just going to speak on two of them here, because these two agreements have really helped me a lot in my journey and in improving my relationships as well. So the first one is don't take things personally. And the second one is don't make assumptions. These two things are major keys in mastering the art of detachment. Now, Don Miguel Ruiz says in this book, all the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. Now, I don't know about all, right? But I do know that the quality of my peace and my relationships improved a lot when I realized that A, I don't know everything, and B, not everything is about me. I have a younger client, actually, who is a total sweetheart, but at her age, you know, she's like 11 or 12, and given her personal circumstances, one of them being an only child, which I resonate with because I'm an only child, I noticed that she is highly dependent on her friendships. And so these are two agreements with her that I've had to reference often, because she will call me and message me and be super upset that maybe one of her friends isn't talking to her or something, right? And thinking of all the things that it could be about. Maybe she's upset that I did this or I said that. Maybe I should text her. And I kind of have to check her and be like, wait. What if it isn't about you? What if you are making assumptions about why she isn't responding? What if you are taking this lack of response personally, feeling bad about yourself, feeling angry at her for no reason at all, really, right? And then a few days later, she'll call me and she'll be like, oh, no, everything was fine. She was just going through some stuff. Turns out her friend was just going through some personal family stuff and didn't know how to convey that to her. And that's a pretty common occurrence, you know, like we don't have to explain ourselves to everybody all the time. So there are going to be times where you're going through something and you don't want to really open up to somebody about it. And they might take that personally. And that's not your fault. When you are learning to detach yourself from situations or people, sometimes you have to realize that it's not about you and you just cannot take it personally. For example, a person not wanting to be in a relationship with you, right? This has absolutely nothing to do with your value as an individual. There might be multiple reasons why they're making that choice for themselves. And instead of questioning our self-worth, we kind of just have to take it on the chin and be like, okay, that's their decision. They have that right. It's not my job to change their mind. I am still worthy of being loved, and maybe it's actually for the best. Maybe that person is moving out of the way for someone who really sees you and deserves you. Maybe they just weren't right for you. Maybe they were going to take you down a really bad path. That right there is the hindsight window, because you have the choice on how long you want to wallow in that window, right? I am one of those people personally, I just move on very quickly from stuff like that. So I've had a lot of people ask me how I can just cut people off when my boundaries aren't being respected, or, you know, how I move forwards and never backwards. And that is the whole point of me making this episode for you guys. Detachment, acceptance, flowing with the universe, because resistance is futile. You guys remember the first Harry Potter movie, or maybe even the book, The Sorcerer's Stone? When Harry is looking in the mirror of Erised, he finds this mirror and he spends hours and hours looking into this mirror where he can see his dead parents for the first time and just imagining all the things that could have been, right? And Dumbledore finds him and he says, "It does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live." This is another quote that lives rent-free in my head, because ruminating on what could have been in the past or what could be in the future keeps us from living in the present moment. It's actually a very challenging feat to have an incident occur that makes you question your entire life and then be able to detach yourself from that incident. So if it is something that you struggle with in the beginning, please don't be too hard on yourself. Some very simple questions that I like to ask myself in order to stay on track are, what would be most beneficial to me in this moment? What response would be most helpful? What course of action is in my best interest? Is what I'm doing right now serving me? I ask myself questions like this all the time, and sometimes I don't like the answer, but it helps to know where I'm at. For example, if you're trying to determine if a person in your life is in alignment, right? You can look at what you guys do when y'all are together, or how you feel afterwards. And you can ask yourself, is this what I want to be doing? Is this how I want to be feeling? In fact, actually, now that I'm talking about it, this question is actually what led to me even asking for a divorce. I remember this period of time so clearly like it was yesterday. I was fighting with my ex-husband about the same thing over and over again in different ways. And one night I was just sitting outside on our patio looking up at the stars, and I asked myself, do I want to be doing this a year from now? How would it feel to fast forward a year into the future and be feeling exactly how I'm feeling in this moment? And the answer was so fast and so easy, it came up immediately. No, I didn't want to be fighting about this anymore. I didn't want to feel this way anymore. Life was too short, and frankly, I'm too young and cute for this. And I think that was the exact moment that I checked out. And he could tell. I remember him telling me he didn't think that I would ever really leave, but thank God for detachment, and thank God I asked for that divorce, because I was able to look at that situation as though I was an outsider and see that this is not what I envisioned for myself, and it hadn't been for quite some time. And I'm not saying it was an easy decision, because I really did actually have to give up a lot. I had to move out from our home where I hand-painted my birth chart on the ceiling of my office with my father-in-law. I had to give up seeing his incredible family every holiday, who I adored. I had to give up one of our dogs that I loved very much. It was a lot. And I often had people ask me why I didn't try to just stay a little longer, stick it out, see if it got better. And the truth is that we were just very, very different people with very different visions for the future. And I don't think he's a bad person, but I also had no desire to spend even a minute longer speaking a language that my husband was simply never going to understand. So after barely a year and a half of marriage, I asked for a divorce, we filed, I moved out, we moved on, and it took me a little bit to find my groove and to find myself, but I did, and it was the very best thing I've ever done. I'm so grateful that I had the courage to start over, because I owe everything I am now to that period of time. I had to go through that to grow through that, and that's the gift of detachment. So that right there is my little TED Talk for y'all on how to move forward to become a better person and become your best self. And I hope I answered any questions y'all might have on detachment. But if I didn't, please feel free to send me an email at natasha@brightsoulhealing.com. I love hearing from y'all. Your feedback means everything to me. As a matter of fact, I actually want to give a quick shout out to Janya. If you're listening to this, I just want to thank you for your email. It pushes me to come back and keep making episodes for you guys, even when I am struggling to stay afloat with my mental health and everything I've got going on. So I just want you to know that I appreciate that. I hope everyone is having the best day. And if not, I hope it gets better. Thank you all for coming back and doing the work with me. Until next time, bye.